God is not only that reality from which this I arises, these thoughts arise, this body arises, this world arises. God is also that of which all of these things that arise are the modification. And more than that, God is only. There is only God. Well, how can there be such God enjoyment without loss of face, without sacrifice of self, without being undone in God? And how do you begin to realize such enjoyment? You begin to realize such enjoyment by suffering, like you did after the holidays, as a kind of instance of suffering. But no one begins to do sadhana until he or she has suffered, begun to observe and know that fundamentally, whether the circumstances are pretty good or not so good, that fundamentally life is suffering. Their destiny is suffering. It is a complication, a depression. There is a fundamental sense to life itself over time that is suffering. You get to know this only by suffering. By living an ordinary, manifest life and doing what you feel like doing, doing what everybody does, doing what is culturally impressed upon you, doing what circumstances require you to do by reaction. Trying to make this a sort of a heaven world, a utopia. Try to make human life some sort of perfect vessel, whatever. Try to make your own life sort of work out terrific. By living a life, you will know suffering. And so suffering is the first form of grace. And it's only when you begin to comprehend your life as suffering, as limitation, as dis-ease, in some very fundamental way, that you will do sadhana in its true form. Anybody can want to be consoled. Anybody can feel that life could be better, or that life is not really so terribly good for me right now, and so forth. But sadhana rests upon the critical comprehension of life itself as being bound.